And so here we are in Perek Haro'eh, lovely Perek for a time of Nisim, which is what this stuff is about also. And we have just finished the last words with a perfect place, right at the first word of the daf, on Nun Vav. And it's interesting that the assertion of the Gemara last night, the closing assertion, is that dreams are only a result of mental activity. And that the proof of the matter is that if dreams were really completely random associations, then you should be able to see things that normally you wouldn't have even considered in your imagination. And you don't see such things. And since you're not constrained by the laws of nature, there'd be no reason why you wouldn't be looking in a dream at an elephant going through the eye of a needle. And that doesn't happen. So that means that the constraints of normal mental activities are to some extent apply to dreams, because you can only use the material of your imagination anyway. In which case, it's fascinating that the Gemara continues today with a story in which this idea is actually made use of, Lamaisa, because Omale Kesar L'Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, the Caesar, who was in the midst of one of the numerous wars of the Romans with the Persians, said to him, you know, Amrita de Chachmita Tuva, you guys, you Jews, claim to be such wise people. Emily my chazina b'chamoy. Tell me what you think I'm going to see in my dream tonight. Oh, it's very clear what you're going to see in your dream. Chazita de Mishabigav. What he did was now, he looked basically into the psychology of Caesar, thinking about what would be the most impactful thought that he wouldn't be able to get the image out of his mind all day, and that he would dream about it. So he gave him a horrific dream. Basically, you're going to see in your dream that the Persians capture you, and they're going to use you for work. They're going to have you becoming a shepherd of rodents. And as your shepherding stick, you'll be using a chutra de dahava, a golden shepherd stick, and that's what's left of your malchus, to be now the shepherd of rodents for the Persians. Now this thing was so powerful that here, Herr Kula Yume, all day long, Caesar can't get this out of his mind. Well, the word tachaz, and sure enough, what do you think he dreams about? Shvor Malka, which was the other side of, the war, because Shvar Malka was a melech of the Persians. It was really called the Persians, all of the Malchiot that had relationship to Persia and the language throughout the years. And Shmuel was close to Shvar Malka, who told him the same thing. Amrita de Chachmita Tuva, you Jews claim to be so brilliant. Hemeli Maikatina Bechamoi, tell me what I'm going to dream about. So he looked at it from the Persian side of affairs. He also thought of a nice image. You're going to see the Romans coming, v'shabalecha, and they are going to capture you and use you for work. What would Persians be doing? They would be grinding now the date pits. They'll have you grinding them up using a golden rechayim. That'll be what's left of your malchus. You'll be a miller, all right. And of course, he couldn't get that out of his head. Here, Kula Yuma, the word Tachazim, and sure enough, he dreams about this at night. Now, Bar Hadaya was a Mefasher Chalm. He was a professional dream interpreter. And basically set up a little shop, and it said the doctor is in, and had a little sign there, 25 cents. You stop in, you get your dream interpreted, but you got to pay it 25 cents. Now, Mandi Yoiv Le'agra, if you gave him his 25 cents, Mefashalei Amal Yota, he would give you a good dream. But if you refused to pay his fee, he would give you a bad dream. Now, Abaya and Rabba both would have very often the same dreams. I mean, after all, they were Bar Plukta, so I mean, they were interrelated. So they saw a dream. So Abaya used to pay him his 25 cents, the Zuz, and Rabba refused to pay him. Professional courtesy, for heaven's sakes. So Rav Lo Yoivle. So Amrile, they said to him, you know, we both had a dream in which each one said, I mean, separately you go to the doctor, you know, Bechalmin, they read to me in my dream the posik of Shorcha Tavuach Le'enecha V'lo Tochal Mimenu. So to Rava, who refused to pay him, he said, ay, 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 pasit iskecha, that means your business, you're going to go out of business. V'lo lahani l'kalamecha, you won't be able to eat, because, oh, better late than ever. Sit right over here in Richie's chair so that I can keep my eyes on you. Okay, now we're talking about a gentleman named Bar Hadaya, who set up a little dream interpretation shop. He was a professional. And you know the old peanut cartoons the doctor is in? Yeah, so he would sit there and he would say, would have a little sign the doctor is in, but he had to pay 25 cents for dream interpretation.
Doctor is real in.
Okay. You'd have to pay 25 cents. You have to be a bookie in peanuts. You'd have to pay 25 cents. If you didn't pay the 25 cents, he would interpret your dream as a bad dream. And then, of course, the dream would come true as a bad dream. If you paid him his money, then he would interpret as a good dream. Anyway, so to Rav, he said, this means you're going to lose your money. And lo hani l'chalameichal, you won't have any hanok from Shor Tavua, because it says that lo tochal mimenu. You won't have a chance to eat it. You're going to be so miserable. You'll be so miserable, you won't be able to eat. Whereas to Abaya, he said, Shorchat vuach leinecha means your business is going to be so incredibly successful. Miravach iskecha. V'lo'ani l'chalamecha mi'ched v'adalipcha. You show him where the place is. And you won't be able to eat because you'll be so excited that the money coming in that you're just not going to have the patience to sit down and eat. Sure enough, that's what happens to both of them. Another dream they had was they said, well, it says, we had a dream in which we were read the pasuk, Banim uvanot tolid, you'll have children, sons and daughters, v'lo yulach, but they won't be yours, ki yalku bashevi, because they will go into captivity. So to Rava, he explained the pasuk means literally, kibishutei, or, you know, they'll be captured by the goyim, taken off, carried away to Abaya. He says, this means you'll have so many sons and daughters that you're going to have to basically marry out of the family. That's like going into captivity. I mean, they go off to America, never see them. And that's like having your children and your grandchildren far away. Think about that. Well, I figure if he drives his dad crazy enough, you know, maybe he'll send them over. And then medanin dapach kirekazlinam b'shivya. In your eyes, it'll be as if they're going into captivity. Then they had another pasuk. Banecha v'notecha detunim la'am acher. Your sons and your daughters will be given into a different nation. Veinecha ra'ot. Your eyes will see, and you won't be able to do anything about it. So la'abaye amale. Abaye said the meaning of this is you'll have many sons and daughters. What's going to happen is, atomer lekrivecha, you want to marry off your children to your relatives. But your wife is going to insist that they have to be married to her relatives. Obviously, who wins those kind of arguments? I mean, she's always going to win. You're going to have to accept shidduchim from your wife's family. And boy, that might as well be aliens. That's like some other nation. So you don't want that. Whereas to Rava, which of course, I mean, basically is a bracha. Whereas to Rava, he says, this means your wife is going to die, the visa shechiva, and then your sons and your daughters are going to be given to another woman that you'll marry, and that will be like going to, having a stepmother is like having an amacher. The Amar Rav, Amar Yirmi Abarav, Amar Rav, Maidichtiv, what's the meaning of the pasuk? As Rav himself said, Abonechu v'notecha detunim la'amacher, that your children will be given to a foreign nation. This refers to stepmothers. Akrina Bechalmin, another dream they had was that we were read a posik in our dreams that says, Leichechol besimchalach mecha, go eat in happiness your bread. So Abaya, he said, Abaya paid him his 25 cents. So he said, that means that you're going to be so happy. Meravach iskecha, your business is going to be tremendously successful. V'achalta v'shatita, you're going to make a big party. V'karita psuka michedva dalipcha, you'll be reading this pasuk, lechecha v'simcha lipecha, because of the great joy in your heart. Whereas the Rava, he said, this means you're going to be miserable. Pasuk iskecha. And basically, you'll make a meal and you'll be so sad, you won't be able to eat. Lo achalta and Vishatita. Vikarita, what you're going to do is you're going to drink yourself into a stupor, and you'll read this pasuk, Lefachuche Pachtecha, you're going to feel so sad about life. You'll read the pasuk, Echob, Simcha La'ai, Halavai, Halavai. Another time they had a dream in which they read the pasuk, Zera Rav Totsia Sadeh, you will have much Zera Rav, much Tfua. And but the pasuk ends, Ma'at Sof, but you won't be able to collect very much. So to Abaye, he said, well, the Yikar over here is the Reish of the crop. It means you're going to be very successful. To Rava, he read it from the Seif of the crop.
Rava never caught on?
No, well, he did in the end, and it was no good for Bar Hadaya, let me tell you. Akrina, and another time they had Zeitim Yulacha Bechog Vulecha. Another time they were read the pasuk that they will have olives throughout, but shemen lo tasuch, but you won't get a chance to get anything, ki yishal zeitecha, because your olives will fall off the trees. To Abaya, he says, you know what? Yeah, so the Abaya, Amalei Mireisha, the Abaya darshan the first part of the pasuk. To Rava, he said that the Ikar is the last part of the pasuk. Another time, Akrinan, they read to us the pasuk, v'ra'u kol ameha oretz, so to Abaya they said, this means that the entire earth will hear about you, because you will become a great and famous Rosh Yeshiva, Reish Batifta Avita, a matcha nafalt ba'alma, and the pachar of you, the year of you, will fall across the earth. Whereas according to Rava, he said, that means everyone will hear about you all right. You'll be in the headlines. They're going to accuse you of embezzling all the money from the government. They're going to take you into jail. And everybody will learn from you about how they better watch out. So, b'dayana d'malka yitva, umatfasta b'ganve, they're going to take you into imprisonment as a ganav. V'dayane kuli alma, when it says, yaru kol ameyaretz, everyone will fear you. It means they will fear what happened to you. They'll say, kafachom rebinach. I mean, if this happens to Rava, think what it could happen to anybody. Sure enough, the next day there was a break in Idbar B'dayana D'malka, and they discovered that the budget was unbudgeted, and of course, I have to blame somebody. So, also the Tapsile Rava, they came, and the police captured Rava. Amrele, another time, Amrele, Chazan Chasal Pumdani, we saw a dream in which we saw a big lettuce growing on top of a barrel. So Abaya, of course, who paid his money, paid his 25 cents, Baradaya said, thank you, kling. That means, ayef iskecha kechascha. That means your business is going to grow like a lettuce. They just keep growing. So Rava, he said, it's good for Pesach, morir iskecha kechascha. Your business is going to be bitter, like a lettuce. Amrila, another time they said, chazan bisra. What we saw was Bisra Pumdani. We saw meat on top of the barrels. To Abaya, he said, 25 cents, thank you, ding. Basis chamrecha, vatu kuleyam alamizban bisra v'chamreminav. Your wine production is going to be so excellent that everybody's going to come to have wine and meat tasting. Whereas to Rava, he said, tokif chamrecha, your wine's all going to go sour. Vatu kuleyam alamizban bisra, everybody's going to have to go buy meat to dip into your vinegar, because what else are they going to do with the lousy stuff? Amrilay, another time they had a dream, which is Chazan Chavita de Tali Bedikla. We saw a barrel that was hanging up in a palm tree. So to Abaya, he said, thank you, 25 cents. Ding. Madla Yishkacha Kedikla. This means your business is going to be grow up, straight up in the air. Going to fly off the charts like a palm tree. Whereas to Rava, he said, this means chole yiskecha ketamre. Buying from you will be as sweet as eating those delicious dates, because your prices are going to be so low, because otherwise nobody will buy, that they're just going to enjoy buying. Amrina chazan rumana de kachi apumdana. Another time they had a dream in which they saw a rimon that was growing on top of a barrel. Abaya paid his 25 cent thing. Amale yashik askecha kerumana. That means that your business is going to bring in a lot of money, like rimonim are expensive. To Rava, he said, this means kave yiskecha kruma. It means it's going to be sour, you know, like eating the rimon juice. Amen chazan chavita de nafal abira. Then they had a dream in which they saw a barrel falling into a pit. So, a buy a pit is 25 cents. Ding. Amen mitva yiskecha. That means that people are going to be looking for your production, and it's going to all be sold out, and it's going to be terrible. It's going to go up on eBay like crazy. Like people say, it's fallen out of sight, and we can't get it anywhere. Can't find it. Whereas to Rabbi, he said, what a shame. Plus, it is your business is going to be worthless. They're going to take your stocks and throw it into the garbage pan. Vishadi leila bira. Another time they had a dream. We saw, each one of them saw a chamor, a donkey braying right at their heads when they were sleeping. Yistan Rashi points out that the Targum of the Yaakov Avinu, when he put the Avanim around his head, Mirash Otav, the Targum of there is Sadoi, Ista. So here to him is, by our heads. Abaya paid his money, 25 cents, ding, Amale, this means Malka Avita, you're going to be in a position of great power, meaning you'll be a Rosh Hashiva, Vekoi Amora Alach, the brain Tanor. Chamor is obviously a loudspeaker in which everybody's going to be listening to your classes. Whereas to Rava, he said, well, obviously, if it's on top of your head, your tefillin must be puzzle. And Peter Chamor Goit Mitfilecha, the words Peter Chamor have fallen off of your tefillin. Omarlei, so he said, what are you talking about? I just checked my tefillin, I saw it in there. Vididi Chosilei V'yite. Omarlei, so he said, well, so then definitely the Vav of Peter Chamor, which doesn't exist because it's written Choser, but as Rosh says, it means that the guy had written it originally, and then he tried to fix up the tefillin retroactively by erasing the vav. Look closer, you'll see he had a vav there. Vadai got mitfilecha, and that's what happened. Anyway, in the end, Rava comes on his own without sharing his dreams with Abayi, and he says to him, Chazoi dasha breyata denafel. I saw the door, the outside door of my house, that fell off. By the way, I could not find a heter to use a carpenter to make a new door on your bedroom. Speaking of this dream. I'm sorry, So you can only do it yourself. Yeah, because there's no shinui on a... I mean, how's he going to make a shinui? I can't think of any way to do that. Omalei, sir, said, this means if the door fell down to your home, who's your home? Your home is your wife. It must be your wife is going to die. Omalei, chazina kaki vishini denator. I see my molars and my teeth that fall out. This means your children are going to die. And I see two doves that are flying away. That means you're going to marry twice and there you're going to end up divorcing your wives. I saw two stalks of turnips. Sure you don't want to pay? No, what am I going to pay for? Professional account? Sorry. Train kulpe balata. This means you're going to be hit over the head twice, because a turnip looks like it's one of those Kenyan boppers, you know? It's like a little hammer. All right, you're going to be hit twice. Rava figures, oh my God, today I'm staying out of the street. So also Rava hu yoma, that day Rava decides he's going to sit in the base of Medrash all day long. So Yosef be Medrasha kula yuma, he sits in the base of Medrash all day long. Anyway, Ashkechanu trev sagi norda v'ginatzuba, they adoni, these two blind people come in, and they're having a fight, and they come to actual blows. So Ozal Rava Lefrukinu, Rava go, jumps up, tries to separate them from each other. So they both bop Rava. Machula Rava, Trey, they hit him twice. They lift up their hands and about to hit him again. He said, wait, stop, there were only two in the dream. So, Dalon Mechlei, Akritara, Mistai, Trey, Kazoy, all I only saw two turnips. Lesov Asa Rava V'yarvileyag. In the end, Rava figured, all right, I'll give the guy a break. So he paid him his 25 cents. Amalei. Chazoi Ashita Denofa. I saw my walls fell down. 25 cents, please. Thank you. Ding. Clearly that means Nechasim Balom Mitzorim Kanisa. There will be no walls for you. Your business will just keep growing all over the place. Amalei. Chazoi Apatna Da Abaya Denofa. I saw Abaya's castle fall apart. And Kasyanavke was all covered with dust. 25 cents, please. Ding! Amalei Abaya Shachar. This means Abaya is going to drop dead. Umetifte Ati Legabach, and you're going to take over his yeshiva. Amalei Chazoi Apadna Didinanafa. Next time he came and said, I saw my own house collapse. Veyatikulei Amma Shachar Levinta Levinta. Everybody came and everybody walks off with one of the bricks. 25 cents, please. Ding, Amalek Shmatata, Mevadrin Be'ama. This clearly means that your learning is going to be spread across the entire world. Everybody will take a little bit and build it into their own homes. Amalek Chazoy De'Afka Reishi V'Nata Mukri. I saw in my dream that my skull was smashed and my brains fell out. Sounds bad to me. 25 cents, please. Ding. This means your pillow was torn and the stuffing fell out. I had a dream in which I was read the Hallel, Yitzias Mitzrayim, in my dream. 25 cents, please. This clearly means great miracles are going to happen with you. Actually, at that point, Bar Hadaya was in a boat crossing the river, and he says to himself, wait a minute, if this guy's going to have great miracles, what do I need to be in a boat with a guy who's going to have miracles? Maybe I won't get the miracles. I'm getting out of here. So he jumps out of the boat. As he's jumping out of the boat, why would I cross a river with a guy who's going to have miracles? I mean, last time, the only guy who was saved from the collapsing ferry was the guy who had miracles. I didn't see a dream about miracles. So, Bahari the Kasalik, as he's jumping out of the ferry, before it takes off, Nafa Sifrim, and he drops his little book. This is a book, Guide for Interpreting Dreams for Dummies. Anyway, so in it, it says, so Rava picks it up, and he happens to look at a page that says, Kola Kalamoto Chimacharapeh. All dreams follow their interpretations. Now he realizes what has happened. Omar, he says to him, you lousy good-for-nothing Russia. Bididoch Kayam was all up to you. Vitzaron Kuleha, you ruined my life. Kulu Mechilnev, I'm going to be mochel everything, but one thing, you killed my wife, Ruchista's daughter, that I can't be mochel you. May you be given over into the hands of a nation that will have no rachmanis on you. So Bar Hadaya says, oh my gosh, that's not a good thing. My Avid, what am I going to do now? Yemiri the Kilolat Chacham, Afilu Bechinami Ba. I mean, we have a Kabbalah that if a Chacham gives you a Klola, even if it was by accident, it wasn't for the wrong reasons, it would still come true. Koshikain Rava, the Badina Kulaya. For sure, Rava, I mean, he's got a good reason to be pretty angry at me. Omar, so he says to himself, okay, Ekum Vagli, what I'm going to have to do is move away. It goes to some place at the Galut. The Omar, Galut Mechaperet Avon, maybe this will be a Kapora for me, and then his Klola won't come true. So come Goli Levei Rumois, he figures, where better to go into Galut than actually to Rome. So he goes to Rome. Also, Yosef Apisla the Reish to Zina de Malka. Now he sets up his little booth in Rome, you know, 25 dinari, and so on. And where does he set it up? Right in front of the place where the one who's in charge of the treasure houses of Caesar, where he sits there in his little booth. Anyway, so Reish Turzina, so the head of the ones in charge of the treasure house, sees a dream. So he walks across the street to this Jew who's got this little 25 dinari shop for dream interpretations. Amalek Hazoi Chama had a dream. The Ayam Machata Betz Botai. I see a needle penetrating my fingers. Amalek Avli Zuza. That'll be 25 dinari, please. Veloya Avli. I didn't give to him. Yeah, sorry, I don't interpret for free. So lo Amalek Velo Mide. The next time he comes to me, he says, Chazoi Denovo Tachle Betartanetz Botai. I saw a worm eating up two of my fingers. 25 dinari, please. Lo Yavle, didn't give him. Didn't say anything, Lo Amalek. Next time he came and he said, Chazoi Denovo Tachle Bechula Yada. I see a worm eating up my entire hand. Well, I suppose I ought to tell you what it all meant all along. Nofo Tachle Bechula Shiroi. This means that basically, every last one of the king's begotten that was made out of wool has been devoured by moth larvae. You could have paid me my money before, and it would have been time to save it. Anyway, Shami Beimalka, they find out, the next time the king needs something, they find out it's all gone. And so they bring in the Reish Turzina to cut off his head. Because, I mean, he's the one in charge. So they kokata, they're taking out for execution. So he says, you're blaming me. Anna, am I? Why me? I do la haida of the yod of the Amar. Get the guy who knew all about it and refused to say anything for his lousy 25 dinar. So anyway, Atula Baradaya, they come to, they bring Baradaya to the court. On relay, they say to him, you gotta be kidding. I'm to Zuzi Didoch for your lousy 25 dinar chavu shiroi de Malka? You destroyed all of the treasure house of the king's clothing? We've got a good solution. Kafita train Arze Bechav. They took two big trees and they tied them, bent them down, tied them together with a rope. And then they tied one of Baradaya's foot to one tree and one of Daya's foot to the other tree, and then they released the rope. Ooh. Anyway, so then Adit Stalik Reshi Okochad Vacham Komaduchte Vitstalik went off of a train. They let the ropes go, the trees flew back into place, dragging his body, and he fell in two parts. That was the end of Baradaya. Of course, every dream had two interpretations. That's what comes from dualism. Shaul ben Doma, ben Achotos Rabbi Yishmael is Rabbi Yishmael. Now, ben Doma, who was a nephew of Rabbi Yishmael, asked Rabbi Yishmael about his dreams, and he says, Ra'iti shnei lechayash nashru. I saw my two cheeks falling off. That means shnei gedudei rumi. Yatzu alecha ra'ah v'metu. There was a lot of tumbling in Rome that were trying to get you into trouble, and they were those were the cheeks of your enemies, and they died. Amalei bar kapor la Rebbe. Bar kapor told Rebbe, I had a dream. Ra'iti chot mishan asher. I saw my nose fall off. That sounds bad to me. Rebbe said, nonsense. It means it's a great dream. Charon ach nistalek mimcha. It means anger in the Shamayim has left you, and therefore your af fell off. Amalei ra'iti shnei adai shnechtechu. But then I saw my two hands cut off. He says, that means you're not going to have to work anymore. Lotit starek l'maasei adecha. You're going to be able to retire. Oh my God, they cut off both feet. That's no problem. He's getting a new Lexus. Al susa tarochev. You won't have to walk anymore. You'll become an American.
I wonder if Cass Stevens is from.
Yes, isn't that nice? It's exactly. I was thinking the same thing. And then it's a chazoy da amrile. And then I had a dream in which I was told in my dream, ba'adar mita, you will die in Adar, v'nisa no chazita, and you'll never see Nisa. Amalai, that's great. Badruta mitat, it means that you will die in great honor. V'lo atita l'idei nisayon, you will not have any kinds of difficult times in life. Amalai ahumina was the original gear, so they took out all the minim references to Christians, replaced them with tzedukim. But anyway, this was an early Christian, said to Rabbi Yishmael, Ra'iti shani mashkesh shemen l'zeitim. I saw myself pouring oil over olives. He said, that means he slept with his mother. Ba'al imo. Amalei chazoy dekotif likuchva. I saw that I picked a star out of the sky. Oh, Amalei bar Yisrael ganafta. Clearly, you took a Jew and stole him. That's because Yisrael and Nimshalu the kochavim. They're similar to the stars. Amalei chazoy debalati likuchava. I saw a dream which I swallowed a star. Amalei, that means you stole a Jew, sold him, and you ate the money. Amalei chazoy enai denashken ha'adadi. I saw my two eyes kissing each other. He says, Ba'al achoto, he obviously has slept with his sister. Amalei chazoy denashki sierra. I saw that I kissed the moon. Oops, Ba'al eshes Yisrael. Obviously, he slept with a Jewish married woman. Amalei chazoy denarichna betuna da'asa. I saw myself stepping over a pile of hadasim. Amalei bal nara murasa. They used to use hadasim at the wedding of a besula. That means that you must have slept with a nara murasa. Amalei chazoy tunoi mi'eloi v'umikatoi. And then at first I saw this pile of hadasim under me, and then I saw it on top of me. So he said, yeah, well, that means you sure did a lot of different funny positions with that nara murasa. Mishkav chafok. I saw a bunch of crows coming around my bed. Yep, ishtecha zanta mi anashim arbe. She's got a lot of men coming to her bed. I saw yonim coming into my bed. Nashim arbe tineta. Been taking a lot of married women. And I saw I grabbed two yonim and then I shooed them away. means you marry two women, you threw them out without divorcing them, below get. I saw myself peeling eggs. That means eggs are simon of avelut. You basically were going through the sewers over there, collecting dead bodies out of the barricades, and taking off their clothes and using them. Oh, my ladies, oh, come on, how can you accuse me of that? I mean, the rest of it, all right. I mean, kulo yisni be. All of it was true, but not this. Barmy, ah, the less, that's ridiculous. At that very moment, a woman walks by. I saw her, I said, I'm like, hey, you're wearing a suit of the guy that we buried last week. The guy for plenty of the mitzvah shalakta, you obviously stripped his suit off of him. Anyway, so apparently it was all true. I'm like, Chazoi de Amrele. Then he said, you know, I had a dream in which I was told in my dream, Shabak lecha avuch nichse bekaputkia. Your dad left you money or property in Kaputkia. That's an interesting one, he said. Itlecha nichse bekaputkia? Do you own any property in Kaputkia? I'm like, no. Did your father ever travel to Kaputkia where he could have maybe bought some property? Normally, no. So then I'll tell you what it means. It's got to be a gematria, Kapadakia, which means the tenth kap, the tenth, what do you call it, beam. So what you should do is count the tenth row of roof beams in your house, and there's clearly that was the place where money was left that you didn't know about. So that's kappa dika. So it's the deka kappa. So zil chazoi kappa resha sora. Go to the tenth roof beam, tenth row roof beam, and you'll find that it's hollowed out, and it's malaya zuzi. It's full of money. Ozali went and asked her, she malaya zuzi. Sure enough, it was full of money. Omar Rebbe Chanina haro'eb be'erba chalom, someone who sees a well in a dream, roe shalom. We find that Avdi Yitzchak finally found peace when they got their Rechavya Be'er. Rabbi Nosra Mer, Matzat Torah. It's a remez to being Zochet to Torah. Shinema ki Motz'i Matz'a Chayim. It says on the one hand, Matz'a Chayim. And on the other hand, it says Be'er Mayim Chayim. So apparently, Be'er Mayim Chayim is itself a remez to Torah. Rava says it means that the person's life was extended. It's Chayim Mamash. Omer Rebbe Chanan Shalosh Shlomotein. There's three things that you see that are a remez to peace. Nahar, a flowing river. Sipor, a bird. Ukedera, and a pot. So Nahar Dechzivin Intiolea. Kenahar Shalom. So apparently, a Nahar is a Nahar of peace. A tzipor, dichtiv ketziporim afot, ken yagen Hashem tzvakot. So too will a person be saved by Hashem al Yerushalayim, gonon v'hitzir. Kedera, how about a pat? Dichtiv Hashem tishvot shalom lanu. God should, but tishvot means to put a pot on a fire. So that means you cook up peace for us. Omre v'chanino upekedera she'in ba'basar shanino. It's dafka if there's no meat in the pot, because if there's meat, that's a very bad sign, because then it would be similar to the posik ufarsu kasher basir ukabasar betoch kalachat, which means God's going to cook you up and leave nothing of Yerushalayim. So it is very beautiful, by the way, Purish among the Achronim on the nature of a pot, that basically a pot is the interface between the fire and the water. So that's shalom. And says, otherwise, you're going to be putting water on flame. How do you put water on flame?
This was from?
So you need it. I forgot, but it's early Achronim. I don't remember who said it. So the pot becomes the interface between two opposites. That's what's a remez, the peace. Omar Rebbe Yosher ben Levi, Haro'en Nahar Bachalom, somebody who sees a river in his dream, Yashkim V'Omar should say when he wakes up, Hineni noter alea kinahar shalom. Because otherwise, since it has a double meaning, it might be understood, and then if it's marked him another pasuk into his mind, ki avo kinahar tsar, if that you don't want, that it should be like a river that is a simon of tsara to you. Aroet sipor b'chalom, you see a dream, you also should make sure that it's the right bird in a dream. You should make sure it's the right bird. Yashkim v'yomar ketziporim ofot, as we say, afot, ken yagena shem tzvakot ha-Yerushalayim, kodim shekitamenu pasuk acher, ketzipor nodedet min kina, like a bird that's been driven out of its home, ken ish noded bimakomo, which is not a good sign. Haroya kidera b'chalom, you see a pot, you should make sure that you say the right pasuk, Hashem tishpot shalom lanu. Kodim she'akdemeno pasuk acher, you don't want another pasuk. Shvot asir shvot, put the pot down, put it down, let it cook, referring to Yerushalayim. Haro'e anavim b'chalom, someone who sees grapes, should make sure they're the right grapes and wake up and say the pasuk, ka'anavim b'midbar, which is a remez to a Dover Tov, because it's ka'anavim b'midbar matzati Yisrael. That's a sign of the godless of Yisrael. Kodem she'atimeno pasuk acher, inveimu invei rosh, that is, the grapes of Yisrael are bitter. Haroe har b'chalom, if you see a mountain in a dream, yashkim li'omar, you should say, ma navu al harim raglei mevaser, which is a beautiful pasuk talking about the coming of Elio to tell us about Mashiach's arrival. Kodem she'atimeno pasuk acher, before Chas v'sholom, the posik pops into his head of Al ha'arim esabchi v'nehi. There will be cries and moanings over the mountains. Haroesh shofar b'chalom. Someone who sees a shofar should immediately say, V'haya ba'yom ahu yitaka b'shofar gadol, at the coming of Mashiach. Kodim shiktamenu pasuk acher, before another posik falls into his head, which is Tiku shofar b'giva, at the destruction, and there it's Haril Beit Aven Acharecha, as a simon to the Avonot of Yisrael. If somebody sees a dog, Yaroi Kelev B'chalom, Yashkim V'yomar L'chol B'nei Yisrael O'yecharatz Kelev L'shano, before he thinks of another pasuk, V'aklavim Azei Nafesh. Haroi Ari B'chalom, you see a lion, you should say, Aryei Sha'ag Milo Yira. So this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming to the rescue of Yisrael. Kodem sheyekadmenu pasuk acher, referring to the Nebuchadnezzar, Allah aryeh misofcho, the lion is on his way. Haroeh tiglachat b'chalom, somebody who sees a haircut in his dream, yashkim vayomar, he should say to himself the pasuk about Yosef HaTzadik, who got a nice haircut with his hair long and beautiful, vayigalach v'yachalef simlotav, kodem sheyekadmenu pasuk acher, before he thinks of another pasuk about what happened to poor Shimshon, who got a lousy haircut, im gilakti v'sar mimeni kochi, I get the kind of haircut that leaves me without kayach. Haro'er be'er b'chalom, somebody who sees a well should make sure to say, yashkim yomar, be'er mayim chayim, kori mishak yikadmenu pasuk acher, before he thinks of the awful pasuk about mayim, in which it says, "Kakir ba'yir me'mea, kein hakrei ra'ata." This is a cement to the bed of Yisrael. Haro'eh kane b'chalom. Somebody sees a reed, yashkim v'yomar, kane ratzutz lo yishaver. May be weak like a kane, but will not break. Kodim shekamenu pasuk acher, before he thinks of relying on the Europeans, you know, he may be tach batach b'lachal mish'enet hakaneh ha-ratzutz. Yeah, quartets, shmortets. Tana Rabbana, haro'eh kaneh b'chalom yitzapeh l'chokhmah. Shinamar keneh chokhmah. If you see kanim, many reeds, yitzapeh l'binah. Shemar uv'chol kinyanecha, which are many kanim, keneh binah. Omer Rebbe Zera, somebody who sees anything that has to do with pumpkins. So you see an actual pumpkin, a kara, a kore, kira, kanya, all words that are related to pumpkins, wax, beams, reeds. They're all very good things that are dreams, for dreams. And in fact, in marin deluin, only a pumpkin in a dream is only shown to somebody who is Yorei Shamayim Bekol Kocho. He has to be a Yorei Shamayim with all of his koyach, because a pumpkin is, Rav Nissim Gaon explains, a pumpkin is very, very large. And so you'd think that it would have tremendous gaiva. I mean, after all, it turns into magical coaches for queens and all kinds of stuff like that. And nonetheless, it always stays down on the ground because it has tremendous anivus in it. Not only that, it's a remes to learning Torah, because it's a lo'i. The lo'i is lo'i b'horaisa, someone who is Torah, constantly speaking about. Anyway, those are some of the simple pirushim about pumpkins. And therefore, only somebody who has a real Yirat Shamayim would be zocha to see a pumpkin in a dream. A special message for Richard here, somehow. Haro'eh shor b'chalom. Someone who sees a shor in his dream should immediately wake up and say the pasuk about Yosef HaTzadik. B'chor shoro hadar lo. Unless, because he might come up thinking of another pasuk. Ki yigach shor es ish. You don't want to get gored by one of those guys. Turn him about a chamisha dvarim nemru b'shor. There's five different ramazim of a shor in different situations. Ha'ochel mi b'soro, if you're eating the meat of a shor, it's a sign of osher, because, I mean, it says you're not supposed to eat meat unless you're ki yechav asher melokechat givulcha. If you're nakhol, if the shor gores you, that's a good sign, because it means that you'll have children that are going to be goring you in Torah. They'll be fighting you. And we use that as in Menachem, that they fight each other, fight you. If Nashko, if the shor bites you, it's a sign of Yisurin Ba'imala. Ba'ato, if it gives you a kick, it means you're going to go flying. Derech Rechokan is down the low. It means you got a big trip coming up. Rachavo, if you ride on it, Olele Gdula, it's a sign it's going to become great. Really? The Brisa says, Rachavo, mate. If you're riding, it's a bad sign. Well, it depends who's riding. Good, my friend. I mean, if you're riding on the shore, it's a good sign. The shore is driving, riding on you. That's a bad sign. So, ha'derachiv hu l'turav, ha'derachiv turav l'didei. And the other dream is having the shore on your back saying, "Get up, honey." That's not a good sign. Ha'ro'ech chamor b'chalom. You see a donkey? That's a sign of Yeshua, because Mashiach comes on a donkey. Shinema Ine Malkech Yavola Sadik Vinoshavu Aniv Rocheval Khamor Aroechatul Bakalom. If you see a cat, now if you see a cat, it depends on the local word for cat. Okay? So Bahatu de Korile, actually Oroch's Girsa is reverses this, it makes much more sense. Bahatu de Korile Shinra, in a place where a cat is called a Shinra, it means Naser lo shira na'a. This means that you're going to have a beautiful song that I wrote just for you, or clothing, shiroi na'a. If it's a place called shunra, then it means bad things, a shinui ra, some bad changes are coming in your life. How about in a place where they call it a cat? What would you say? Yeah, but you weren't listening. I said the Oruch switches it. Yeah. It's more reasonable to say cat, catastrophe. It's thinking bad. What are you thinking? Catastrophe.
Yeah.
Haro'eh anavim b'chalom. You see grapes. So it depends. If they're Lebanon, white, light grapes. So bein bizmanan b'chalom bizmanan. Whenever in the season you see them, that's a good sign. Shechorot, if they're dark grapes, bizmanam yafot, shelo bizmanam ra'ot, some of the Talmidei Agro compare the minhag of the Agro not to eat grapes on Rosh Hashanah as a simin ra, being nogea, the elements of grapes in this Gemara. Haro'eh sus lavan b'chalom, you see a white horse. A white horse is always good. That's why knights always appear on a white horse. So it doesn't matter whether the horse is still, whether the horse is running. A white horse is always a good sign. But if you see a red horse, well, red, of course, meaning a nice brown. What's that color of the thing?
It's
auburn. No. There's a word for ponies that are that color.
Pinto.
Chestnut. Thank you.
Chestnut.
So a chestnut horse. So then if it's benachas, if it's sitting, see pumpkin stalk too. If it's benachas yafeh, if it's raduf, if it's chasey, it seems to be angry, then it's a bad sign. Haro'eh Yishmael b'chalom. Now if you see Yishmael in a dream, that's a good sign, because tefilato nishmat, it means that Yishmael, God will hear your prayers. But not just any old Yishmael, it has to be the real one. Yishmael ben Avraham. But if you just see Stam, Taya Be'almi, you see some Arab who's called, hey Ismail, come here. You see that in your dream, it's not a good sign. Haro'eh Gamal b'chalom. If you see a camel, this means Mita nikdesalo min hashamayim. A camel is a remes for Midat HaDin, which is why the whole story of Yitzchak's marriage is surrounded by camels. But it means he was saved from that din, because Gamal is also remes to Gemilut Chasadin. Amar Rabbi Chama, but Rabbi Chanina Maikra, Vanochi Eredim Chamitzrayim, I will go down with you to Egypt, but Anochi A'alcha Gamala, you got it. I will also bring you back out. So Gamal is Gamala. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, well, it says, Gam Hashem Evir Chatatcha, Lo Tamut, Gamla. Others read, Gam is a reference to the Greek Gamma, so Gam must be Gamal, and therefore it's equivalent of Gimel. So Gam, Gamma, Hashem Evir Chatatcha.
Didn't Gamla have a horrific destruction?
They only darshan the first part of the pasuk. Haro'eh Pinchas b'chalom, pela na'aselo. Someone who sees Pinchas, something wonderful will happen to him, just like happened to Pinchas. It's a sign of miracles. Haro'eh Pil b'chalom, if you see an elephant, pla'ot na'aselo. Pil are wonders. Pilim, and of course we know Sam's reaction to the elephants, and this is was part of this Gemara, undoubtedly. If you see a lot of elephants, then pla'e pla'ot. You're not a Bucky in Lord of the Rings, I see. Pla'e pla'ot. Now, this was a simen throughout Tolkien of Hatzolah, although, of course, it was didn't look good in the beginning. V'atanya kol minei chayot yafin l'chalom. Doesn't it say that all types of animals are good in dreams except for elephants and monkeys? Chutz min ha'pil min ha'kof? No, kasha. Ha'demisrak, it depends what the elephant is doing. I mean, if the elephant looks like a nice, calm elephant, and it's got, like, you know, one of those Indian elephants, a little saddle on its back, or somebody's controlling it up on top, then it's a good sign. But if it's low misrak, it's running about wild, that's not a good sign in a dream. Especially if it's coming at you. Wake up just in time. Okay, gentlemen, there you have it. For more dreams. What do you got?
I brought a picture of a murik.
A murik harutz.
Ration slate.
Show us a murik. Here we go. A murik.
Same time
tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. I thought the use was to go over a bunch of Moabim.
Ultimate use.
Very good.